Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, The Wow Factor.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Gospel for today is five small verses in the first chapter of Mark. Jesus is beginning his public life. And so a leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. And then the story goes on. The next thing that happens is that Jesus sternly warns the leper to keep quiet about his cure. He told him he should just go and do the prescribed checking in with the priests in the temple and leave it at that. But the man was too filled with grateful emotion. He broadcast it widely, so much so that Jesus was inundated with crowds. I'm sure in modern language, the cured man would have been screaming, "Wow, I was cured." Why would Jesus be so insistent about him keeping it quiet? Could it be that Jesus did not want the wow factor to dominate his public ministry? I think he knew he had much, much harder work to do. He had to try to break the cultural and political hold on poverty and greed and power and hypocrisy. He had to try to convince people to love one another and to even love their enemies, to be compassionate and forgiving. In that cruel and violent culture in which he lived, he had to try to convince them that violence was never an answer, even while sensing he would no doubt be a victim of that violence. Addressing these issues was his main ministry. In some ways, curing a leper was easy by comparison. Maybe this is how we can understand why he told the happy former leper to keep it to himself. We, the followers of Jesus, also have a lot of difficult work to do. Yes, it is important to do the hands-on charity work. This sometimes has a bit of wow factor. Others can see the work, and it even wows us a bit too, makes us feel good. This is very, very necessary work, nonetheless. But what about the work of systems change? Justice and peace for all, protecting democracy, protecting the common good. A lot, lot harder. This day, February 14th, here in America, marks the third anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shooting. 3 years ago today, a gunman entered the school and with an automatic assault weapon shot and killed 17 students and seriously wounded another 17. Following this massacre, the sale of assault weapons actually increased, and images of gun-toting citizens wowing everyone with their guns were increasingly visible. Valentine's Day will never be the same for those families, nor for all of us. How difficult it is here in the States to even speak about comprehensive gun control, banning assault weapons to be purchased and carried around in public and used by our own citizens to kill innocent kids. And this is just one of the number of system change issues about which we all must be concerned, no matter where we live, but especially those of us here in the United States. Love must prevail. Love must motivate us. Holy Spirit, we beg you to woo and wow us into taking action on behalf of justice and peace. Help us on this day when we greet one another with love, that we also have the courage to stand up for peace, nonviolence, and unity, however we are able. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Don't let the day go by without telling someone close to you that you love them.